power of God's word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. You know, I've heard many people say that the Old Testament shows us an angry, wrathful God, while the New Testament seems to display a more compassionate and merciful God. But if the saying is true that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, then this supposed observation cannot be true, right? Well, it isn't true. Today we're going to look at Psalms chapter 145 verse 8, which reads, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy." Now, the book of Psalms is found in the Old Testament of the Bible, and here we see the very message many claim to be only displayed in the New Testament. Why do so many people think this? Well, it is true that the Old Testament shows some of God's judgment, but the problem is most people never read the scripture in its entirety. If you read the Old Testament, you'll quickly discover an immense amount of mercy and compassion on God's part. When we read the accounts in completion, we will see that most of the time when God took a course of action, it was years and years after him trying to sway the people to repent and turn from their wicked ways. Even more so, many times he would first show them blessings as a way of saying, "Hey, look, here's what I truly desire for you." Scripture says God would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah. King David sinned on some pretty massive scales, and God showed him forgiveness and mercy. Most of Israel's life in the Old Testament is this ongoing up and down relationship with God, where they continue to fall into disobedience and God will continue to work in their hearts through mercy and an overwhelming amount of great patience. In fact, it was nearly 800 years since the conception of Israel before God allowed Babylon to do away with Jerusalem. And even then, it was only a temporary thing. I wonder how many of us could be that patient. I know I couldn't. So, what is so different in the New Testament? Well, nothing except here we are given God's salvation plan through Jesus Christ. But God didn't change. Look at the book of Revelation. It's probably the most expressive and vivid concerning God's judgment, and that's found in the New Testament. So God has not changed one bit. He is still the same today as he was yesterday and will be forevermore. He was and always will be a righteous judge. But more specifically, the Lord has always been and will always be gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. He is unchanging, and for that, we take comfort. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week, and until next time, this is Dave signing out.